The hum of the Dark Lord's lightsaber changed pitch slightly as Vader shifted position. Before Vader could strike, Starkiller turned. He didn't activate his own lightsabers. Vader would be expecting that, a defensive pose, or at best, a half-hearted attack. Starkiller would surprise him with the one weapon Vader couldn't wield in return. A burst of lightning arced from Starkiller's fingers. Too late. The Dark Lord raised his lightsaber to catch the attack. Lightning crawled up and down his chest plate and helmet, provoking a painful whine from his breathing apparatus. The servo motors in his right arm strained. Starkiller had only a split second before his former master repelled the attack. The force flowed through him. Droid parts and debris rose up and spun around the room. With a harsh rending sound, the metal wall burst outward, letting in the fury of the storm. But even in the grip of his passions, he knew that there was a difference. He was intimately familiar with what being driven by negative emotions felt like. His original had been a slave to the dark side, until Juno and Kota had showed him how to be free. That legacy remained even now. He would choose the emotions that ruled him. He would not be a slave to them. The dark side tugged at Starkiller, and it was hard to resist. He hated his former master. He feared for Juno. He doubted the very fact of his existence. Killing the man who had created him would go some way to solving at least two of those problems. The temptation was very strong. Vader's blade caught the edge of the lightning. The Dark Lord began to straighten. Starkiller leapt for the hole he had torn through the wall and entered the storm. He jumped high and long, aiming for the landing platform he had located by hearing alone weeks ago. He came down with a solid thud on the slick metal platform just meters from Vader's TIE fighter. Lightning split the sky into 1,000 pieces. Thunder boomed. Far below and all around, the sea raged. The rain and wind scoured him clean. He opened his mouth and felt moisture on his tongue for the first time in 13 days. After so long in the pit, it tasted like freedom itself. His arrival took the squadron of stormtroopers guarding the facility by surprise, but they reacted quickly enough. Sirens sounded. Blaster rifles came up to target him. Three AT-STs standing guard over the landing platform clanked and began to turn. Starkiller bared his teeth. His heart beat with an excitement he hadn't felt since his awakening in Vader's laboratory. This was why he'd been made. This was why he existed. He reached out with his hands and flexed his will. The Force responded, swelling and rising in him like an invisible muscle. A nearby communications tower groaned and twisted. Sparks flew. He wrenched the tower down and sideways, sweeping it over the platform, knocking the AT-STs into the ocean, and crushing the stormtroopers gathering to rush him. Something exploded. A generator, pushing far beyond its capacity. Through the exploding shell of shrapnel, stalked a black figure holding a red lightsaber. Vader was moving with surprising speed. Starkiller almost smiled. Vader's rage was not so easily escaped. But he had done it once before. He would do it again. The starfighter behind him was unharmed by the devastation he had wrought. Starkiller ran to it and leapt inside. He worked its familiar controls with confident speed, activating systems still warm from its last flight. Its ion engine snarled. An invisible fist gripped the starfighter. Starkiller increased the thrust. His determination met Darth Vader's rage, and for an instant, he was unsure which would win. Then, all resistance fell away, and the TIE fighter leapt for the sky. He fell back into the seat and watched the black storm clouds approach him. Electrical discharges danced around the cockpit. Darkness briefly shrouded him. Then he was through and above the clouds and rocketing high into the atmosphere. The planetary shield surrounding Kamino was designed to keep ships out, not in, so he passed easily through their visible barrier. Stars appeared, and Vader was far behind. Now what? He didn't dare believe that he was entirely free, or that Juno was entirely safe. He had to find her before Vader did. He had to be with her. Every breath he took filled him with the certainty of that fact. This was the emotion that would rule him, not revenge, or bloodlust, or despair. But how to pursue this mission? Where did he start looking for one woman in an entire galaxy?
Starkiller's former conspirator has been captured.
General Coda, if anyone knew where she was, it would be him. As the cloud-racked face of Kamino receded behind him, Starkiller locked in a course for Cater Nymoidian.